Competition Commissioner Thembinkosi Bonakele said today in Parliament that the organisation had no choice but to block a private equity fund from buying the Berber King assets from Grand Parade Investments, arguing that in terms of public interest, there was a glaring issue given that Emerging Capital Partners wasn't sufficiently empowered. Joining me now to discuss this is Deputy Commissioner Hardin Ratchisusu. Hardin, nice to see you after quite a while. Isn't this out of the ambit of the Competition Commission?
Good evening to you and your viewers. What we have had for many years, since the enactment of this statute in 1998, there have been public interest provisions embedded in the Competition Act, which is, by the way, a novelty in South Africa because you hardly find this anywhere else in the world. In other countries, public interest considerations are considered outside the statute that regulates competition.
Yeah.
So in our case, we are fully empowered to look at the public interest considerations. And by the way, we are empowered to either approve or we can even block a merger if there are substantial public interest concerns we have identified.
Okay, so this is actually within your ambit. But what is quite interesting is that this is prejudicial to the shareholders of Grand Parade, who are, many of them, previously disadvantaged individuals. They now have not got a buyer for these assets that they've been very keen to sell for well over a year now. I mean, how do you square that off with the fact that the company that wanted to buy these assets and then you would have been able to unlock value for the shareholders in Grand Parade is now not able to do that, and you've got these shareholders in Grand Parade that are kind of stuck in this company, and you've already seen a destruction in terms of the value of the share price?
So, well, as you know, the law is designed to be intrusive in some ways. It's not the first time we block a merger, so we do block transactions from time to time. We do even require companies to restructure deals, which sometimes is not, you know, what the shareholders expect. So if you look at this transaction, the acquirers, which is this private equity fund, has to comply with the prescripts of the Competition Act. And we look here, the spread of ownership, you know, by historically disadvantaged persons. The company they are acquiring is fully empowered. All we asked of them is to mitigate the dilution of this ownership. We gave them various options that you can look at, maybe having an HDI shareholder, you can look at a workers' participation scheme, you can even look at support of SMMEs or firms owned by HDIs in the value chain. All of these were rejected by the acquirer, and in this case, it's so significant that Grand Parade itself prides itself by building and promoting communities in which it operates. So this case is one such case that, in our view, required this intervention that we have just minted to this one.
I mean, I can see the argument against this is that, you know, a company is within its rights to say, no, we don't want to introduce an investor that we don't know. And this can lead to tokenism, etc. So, and also there seems to be quite a lot of discretion on the part of the Competition Commission, which says you must have a certain level of empowerment within the company. I mean, I kind of wonder if this is not on shaky legal ground.
No, it is not at all. By the way, a lot of companies that operate in South Africa have to be empowered through the BBB Act, and that they have to do. And companies that come before us and they comply with the BBB Act, they will find it very, very easy. So we will not, we are not going to tinker, you know, with those firms that are empowered, right? So if a firm is not empowered and it happens to enter into a merger transaction, it must know that we are going to ask those questions. And if these are not addressed, there will be consequences, and there can be decisions like we have just meted on this particular deal. but we encourage firms to comply with the law. This is what the law prescribes. It's not the wishes of the commission.
Okay, understood. But I suspect that there's going to be a sort of a stifling impact here on mergers and acquisition activity in South Africa, and also international interest in buying companies. I would imagine that the ramifications of this particular decision are huge, actually.
We have been taking these similar decisions for a while now. You will know PepsiCo acquired Pioneer. Similar scheme, they invested over R1 billion to have an empowerment scheme. We have had AB InBev acquiring SAB Miller. They've just launched Zenze Legabi. These are things that can only happen when we are enforcing the law. It is the law. By the way, you will hear, when you hear deal makers from time to time, they will tell you there are measures they can't even proceed with because of regulatory obstacles, sometimes even competition. So an anti-competitive measure usually it doesn't go far. We have just blocked a cash-billed transaction. So this is what we are required to do. But by the way, we approve over 90% of the transactions that are filed with the commission. So I don't see any stifling effect. We have to apply the law as prescribed. This is to ensure that there is competition in the market, but also there is transformation as prescribed, you know, in the preamble of this particular act.
Yeah. Very interesting. Hardin, thank you very much for your clarification this evening. That is Deputy Commissioner of the Competition Commission, Hardin Ratchisusu.